Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Mary Jones, and my husband, Richard Jones, is also a party to this complaint because for some reason you have his name, but it was my credit card number that was used. Have you been filled in about what's gone on for the last 15 minutes?
I'm sorry, I have not.
Okay, well, it's as simple as this. In April 8th or something, my husband wanted to sign up for a free trial of a product that you all were selling. And it said, pay shipping and handling charges only. Then it had this bait and switch thing where it said, how about buy this companion product, pay separate shipping and handling charges for that. I did. We did do that. We are not disputing that charge, which was for shipping and handling of the free trial product, which we received shortly thereafter. What I am disputing is that now, on April 24th, we are charged a continuing fee of $91 or something. I've lost it on my computer now. I'll get it back in a minute. 91 something. Anyway, we have no product that came, it was delivered to us, but we would not want that anyway because we only signed up for a free trial. My husband he's been sick. He's old. He hasn't even tried the product yet. So we feel like that was a free trial. That product belongs to us. We paid shipping and handling, which probably is three times what the crap is worth anyway. But we are disputing the charge that has just come up on our credit card for first of all, a product we did not receive, but secondly, of a marketing we do not want to be a part of. Anita, who I just spoke with, said that she had canceled our account. And that's exactly what I wanted done with that. I do not want to receive any more charges. And I don't think you can because I canceled that credit card. But I want a full refund for this charge that has been made. And for which we received no product, nor did we even ask for this to be continued. We have no record that we signed up, that we agreed to any terms or conditions which said, yes, you can charge us almost $100 every month and not get any product, or you can charge us $100 every month and maybe we'll send something or maybe we won't. This is absolutely fraud. We're going to report every bit of this. I've been recording these conversations. This is illegal. I mean, it is. I don't know what you want to call it, but I want a full refund of this, the whatever it is that was charged on April. I'm going back to it right now. $91.89. Plus, there are the three charges that I've gotten on my credit card. The first two I am not disputing. They came from different phone numbers, looked like different companies. This is calling you was the third phone number that I had. I don't know what kind of reputation you all are going after, but this is wrong. My husband's an attorney. I have three children who are attorneys. They're married to attorneys. We got a lot of lawyers here. All I'm asking is a full refund for this charge that was made.
I'd be more than happy to look and see exactly what is going on for you so that I can locate the account. May I have your zip code, please?
Yes. 29605. Why? Another thing, why am I having to go through this all over again when I went all through this for 15 minutes with the other person? Do you all not put any notes down?
Yes, I'm sorry, however, I would have to have the account pulled up before I would be able to see any notes that they would have entered.
Okay, all right. What else do you need?
Yes, and you said the first and last name on the account was again, please?
It was Richard Jones, I believe.
Thank you. That'll take me just a second to get that located for you.
All right.
And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Yes, it's 15 Bachman, that's spelled B-A-C-H-M-A-N, Court, Greenville, South Carolina, 29605.
Thank you. If you will give me just a second to look over the account and see exactly what is going on for you, it would be just one moment.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. So, yes, what I am showing is that there would have been a 14-day trial signed up for, and it would have stated on the website in the terms and conditions that that was a 14-day trial. If you do not cancel within 14 days, that you would be billed for the product you received, as we do ship out a full 30-day supply. However, what I am showing that I can do as a courtesy is I can issue a refund for that charge, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Will that be the full amount?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I want. That's all I would like. The $91.89, my husband, as I say, has been sick. He's old. He should not have wanted to order this. I think that you all get away with sucking old people into some of this stuff, and it's a terrible thing. But also, I've never heard of anything where you just take a pill and you lose weight, don't have to exercise. That's just my own personal opinion. But, yes, I would like to have that refund.
Yes, I have issued a refund, and the supplement does work by reducing your appetite and speeding up your metabolism.
Okay. I'll tell my husband that. Okay, now how are you going to issue this?
Yes, it would go back on the card it was charged off of.
All right. I canceled that card because I didn't know where this charge had come from. It's not easy to figure this out, how to figure this out. I had to call Citibank to find out what they knew about this, and they suspected it was from a trial. Situation. But so they suggest that I cancel that account, that card, which I did. So can I get a check?
I'm sorry, we would not be able to issue a check even if the card itself is canceled. As long as the account the card was on, it's still active, it would just go back onto the account, as the bank wouldn't see it as a refund when we apply it to the card.
Okay, I'm not sure how, if that's not a... All right, so you're saying you would apply it to the card that we used when we purchased this trial.
Yes, and then once the bank notices that it is a refund, they would apply it to your account.
Okay, well, let's see if that works then.
And was there any... Sorry, go ahead.
Are you showing what my account number is so that you could tell me the last 4 digits and let me see if that's...
I wouldn't have an account number. I'd have the last 4 of the card that was used.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, yes, I'm showing the last 4 of the card that was used is 8881.
All right. Well, that was an account that was closed with Citibank, so that there'd be no more fraudulent charges on it. So I'm not quite sure how this will be, how I will get this refund. Tell them, if you refund that back to that account, the Citibank will know to send it, apply it to a new account.
Okay, so you're saying that you closed the entire account with the bank?
Yes. Yes, I did. I did not have any idea where this charge came from. And Citibank recommended that I cancel that card that I had.
So, yes, by canceling the card, that wouldn't cancel the account. There would just be the card that would be canceled.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try your way. Let's see if that works. That'd be good.
And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, that'll be fine. But tell me what your name is again.
My name is Dustin.
Spell it, please. D, is it D as like
is,
Deborah or something?
It's D-U-S-T-I-N.
Okay, great. Dustin, you've been very helpful. Thank you. And we'll look forward to seeing this show back up on our account.
Okay, was there anything else I could assist you with today?
I think that will be fine then. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. And I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. And I wish the same to you.
Thank you.